homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Good afternoon. It's 1:03 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. I'm Dan Jessup. KSL's top local story this hour, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints reaffirmed its positions on marriage and family during its annual conference, which got underway in Salt Lake City this morning. President Boyd K. Packer, president of the Church's Quorum of the 12 Apostles, says tolerance is a virtue, but he says, like all virtues, when exaggerated, they can turn into a vice.
Permissiveness afforded by the weak of laws of the land to tolerate and legalize acts of immorality does not reduce the serious spiritual consequence that is the result of the violation of God's law of chastity.
The church also announced plans for two new temples during this morning's session. The two new LDS temples will be constructed in Cedar City and in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. This afternoon's session begins at 2 o'clock from the conference center. We'll have that here on KSL. An American Fork man is being held in Utah County Jail on suspicion of shooting and killing his 5-month-old son. American Fork Police Sergeant Greg Ludlow says investigators believe 21-year-old Joshua Peterson intended to kill himself as well. A neighbor, Fran Keller, expresses her sadness.
And all children are precious, and they need to be cherished and loved, and a 5-month-old is so little that they're just so innocent.
American Fork police say they don't have a motive for the man's actions and say there will likely never be a reason that makes sense. He sold his Mustang, moved downtown, and now he rides a bike to work. Ben Bolt is director of Salt Lake's new Green Bike Bicycle Sharing Program and decided to ride along with his customers. Right now, the new program has 10 docking stations around downtown and more than 100 lime green bicycles. 65,000 people work in the downtown area. The bikes can eliminate a lot of short drives. Prices start at $5 for 24 hours. Coming up on KSL News Radio, some rain in the forecast. How about Sunday? Check your KSL forecast next. KSL News Time, 105.
Imagine yourself at the Utah Shakespeare Festival with Peter and the Starcatcher. Discover the Neverland you never knew in the story of how Peter Pan, Captain Hook, and the Lost Boys came to be. Experience the first production of Peter and the Starcatcher since its award-winning Broadway run, June through October, with 7 other productions at the Utah Shakespeare Festival. For tickets or information, call 800-PLAY-TIX or go to bard.org. Imagine yourself at the Utah Shakespeare Festival this summer. Musicals, Shakespeare, and more are performed with additional activities to complete the experience. Don't miss the Free Green Show every Monday through Saturday evening at 7 p.m. for singing and dancing the whole family can enjoy. For Utah Shakespeare Festival tickets or information, call 800-PLAY-TIX or go to utahbard.org.
People talk about college like you're in some kind of bubble. Like there's college, and then there's the real world. But hey, this is UVU, where it's all about engaged learning. You're not just reading about it or watching someone else do it. You're learning by doing. If you left school a few credits short of your degree, now is a great time to come back. Enroll now to start your engaged learning experience at Utah Valley University. Learn more at uvu.edu/engage.
People talk about college like you're in some kind of bubble. Like there's college and then there's real life. But hey, this is UVU. You're not just reading about it or watching someone else do it. This is engaged learning. At the certificate, associate, bachelor's, or master's level, it doesn't get any more real life than this. Enroll today to start your engaged learning experience at Utah Valley University. Learn more at uvu.edu/engage.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Freeways look good, but busy, busy traffic in downtown Salt Lake as people make their way into parking places to attend this afternoon's conference session. at 2 o'clock. Some rain, pretty good possibility as we head toward later this afternoon. 42 tonight, tomorrow near 60 and rainy, and then cooler weather on Monday, only about 50 in rainy conditions and warming to the 60s later on in the work week. In downtown Salt Lake at Triad Center, 56 degrees at 108. I'm Dan Jessup, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Never seen the sky so blue. The birds are singing, I got nothing to do. Hey, hey.
It's a sunny day.
My pocket's empty, my cupboard's bare. But call me illogical, I just don't care.
Hey, 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 hey.
It's just a sunny day.
Hey, 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 it's a sunny day.
It's just a sunny day.
The KSL Greenhouse. Information and great talk about your home, garden, and your lawn. If you love perennials, can't get enough help on landscape design, or just want to keep your lawn and vegetable garden pest-free, grab a pen. It's the KSL Greenhouse on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the KSL Greenhouse Show on KSL News Radio. We are into what seems to be about our 10th hour, Tom.
It's only hour number four.
We had conference in between. We've got another session of the General Conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints coming up right after us. As a matter of fact, about 51 minutes away from that. In the meantime, let's just dive right back into the phones and go to Provo, and we'll talk with Vicki. Vicki, go ahead with your question.
Okay, thank you. We have a beautiful backyard, some really nice planting beds with beautiful flowers, but because I love tomatoes so much, we have had a little section of our planting bed in our backyard that has been dedicated to tomato growth each year. And our tomatoes have done really well for about 5 years. And then the last 2 years, they haven't done well at all. Last year was really bad. We get very few tomatoes. They're smaller in size. The ones that we love are the Celebrity and the Sun Sugar tomatoes. Those are the ones we've planted for years. But the last 2 years, we have not done well. Is it because we're planting them in the same section all the time?
Most likely, yes. Tomatoes, even varieties that are bred to be resistant to many diseases, over time, if you get a buildup of those diseases in the soil, those diseases will overcome the tomato's natural resistance. So the rule of thumb is to never put a crop in the same spot more than about one out of every 4 years.
Okay. So we really love the look of the tomatoes there. You're telling me that's not a good idea. If we were to put something in the soil that would kind of cleanse the soil and make it, again, like a new spot, is there something that we can do to the soil that will allow us to retain that same spot?
Nothing really practical. I mean, I've heard stories of people baking the soil for an entire year under clear plastic, and that would be one of the easiest things to do, to solarize. And then when you put your tomatoes back in, you'd be very careful not to stir the soil too much and just put your tomatoes back there, but you would have that area bare for 1 year. The other option might be just to dig the soil down about 6 inches deep and replace it with soil from another area of the yard.
We bring in new soil each year. New topsoil is brought in each year, but we've only put it about 3 inches deep. If we were to do a 6-inch deep, would that be a possibility? Our plants do really well. Our tomato plants look beautiful and grow strong and great, but the tomato itself has not done well the last couple of years.
Now, the fruit itself, if you're not getting a lot of fruit, there could be weather conditions maybe impacting that. But just out of safety, if you're going to be putting tomatoes there every year, dig down a minimum of 6 inches and just transfer that soil to somewhere else in the yard and bring in new soil from another area so that you can keep those diseases at bay.
Okay. And one last question concerning that. If we decide to move that, then the place that we've had it is a spot that gets afternoon sunshine. Where should we ideally plant tomato plants?
The same spot or another spot that gets lots of sunshine.
Lots of sunshine.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your help.
You are welcome.
All right. Thanks, Vicki. As we go to Spanish Fork now, Reed, welcome on into the KSL Greenhouse.
Hello, thank you for taking my call.
Go ahead with your question.
My question is a lawn question. On our front lawn, when you look at it, it looks nice and it looks green and thick and full. But if you walk barefoot on it, it's really lumpy and bumpy. I'm just curious what could cause that and how can I fix it?
A few things will cause the bumps to form in the lawn, and one of them is actually frost heaving. As the ground freezes, there's water in it, and ice expands, and so one thing that will happen is the soil rises, and so you get natural dips and little 2 or 3 inch raises sometimes in your soil, especially if there's a lot of soil moisture there. A lot of times those will decrease with some irrigation in the summer. The other thing that causes those bumps that is very common is earthworms or night crawlers that are in there. And as they surface, they will put little divots and things in there. And the earthworms, the problem with them can be made worse in extremely clay soils, compacted soils, or soils that are watered too much.
Okay.
So
it is a high clay dirt area.
Do you know how deeply your grass is rooted?
I don't. Probably a couple inches, I guess.
It might be interesting to take a shovel out and make sure that it's gone at least 3 or 4 inches deep, because if it is very clayey, that is probably why those worms are near the surface and coming up all of the time, is because there's not a lot of oxygen in the soil, and they need the oxygen to survive.
So would aerating the lawn help with that?
It could help somewhat. As you aerate and take those plugs out, those high spots are going to naturally be taken down a bit, and as the ground resettles, that will help out. If the lawn will tolerate it, you can aerate in the spring and fall. The spring is a little bit better time just because the grass is at its most vigorous during then, but if you need to aerate in the spring and fall, that is an option.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, and that takes care of Reed, so let's check in with Shay, calling from Mill Creek. Shay, welcome on into the KSL Greenhouse.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I've had a question about rust. We live in Mill Creek Township, and our yard's always had kind of this problem, but we've got an elephant heart plum tree and an apple tree, and both of them have some bark issues on the top of their branches, and the leaves have been curling, and I had someone tell me that was rust. I can't find any aphids. We also get a red fungus that grows on our grass sometimes when it's really moist, certain conditions. And so I just wanted to confirm. Someone said we need to spray copper on that. Like right about now when the buds are just starting to pop. I wonder if you can help confirm that.
Rust is very uncommon to almost non-existent on apples and pears in Utah. And what is commonly mistaken for rust is caused by a little arthropod called an eriophyte mite. And they're so small that you can barely see them under a magnifying glass or a microscope. It'll blow them up about 30 times. What they do is they will live in bud scales, and then as when the trees start to leaf out, they'll hitch a ride on those leaves and then bore into the leaf and feed on the inside. And you see those little rust spots because as they digest and eat that food, they put out a toxin that kills a leaf in that spot, and it looks almost exactly like rust, but due to our lack of humidity, it's almost unheard of here.
Okay.
So to prevent that, when you start to see those leaves expand and you're probably about at the half inch green stage is when you would put a dormant oil on to see if you could control some of those eriophyte mites on the apples and pears. Now, as far as your lawn, you very well could have rust on there. It's common in cool weather. It oftentimes goes away on its own. If it doesn't, it's actually fairly easy to control with any liquid fungicide labeled for lawns, as long as rust is listed on it.
Okay. Yeah, it's a red stuff. Gets all of your shoes. And usually is when it's cool and damp and the conditions are just right.
Yes, it sounds like that it is rust. And if you need to, go ahead and use a fungicide. And then as you're taking care of your lawn, do not irrigate at night if you are. Irrigate early morning to allow that water to evaporate off, and that can help out quite a bit.
Okay, that makes sense. Thank you for your help.
You are welcome. Good luck.
All right, Tom, let's take our first break here for the hour, and we'll be back with more of the KSL Greenhouse, including your phone calls from Alan. We've got Gordon and Tracy, and we have a couple of open lines at 575-8255. That's KSL Talk. 470-5751 in Utah County and 670-5751 in Weber and North Davis County. More with the KSL Greenhouse coming up on KSL News Radio.
Are you ready for huge savings on food storage? Honeyville Farms, located in Salt Lake City and Brigham City, is having their semi-annual sale. Now through April 13th, save 15 to 20% off bulk grains like wheat, oats, and rye. Now is the time to stock up. Honeyville Farms has been your local grain expert since 1951. They clean, polish, and crack their own grains, so the quality is high and the cost is low. Hurry in today and take advantage of reduced prices on food storage buckets, Gamma lids, 55-gallon water barrels, and more. If you don't have a trailer, you might want to rent one because these prices are too low to pass up. Honeyville Farms is your local source for bulk grain, flour, and freeze-dried food storage. Visit them at 389 West, 1830 South in Salt Lake City, or 1080 North Main Street in Brigham City by April 13th. With classes and giveaways, this semi-annual sale is one you will not want to miss. HoneyvilleFarms.com. Give your student the best academic experience you can. Founded in 2009 as Open High School, Mountain Heights Academy has become the premier online high school in Utah. With unparalleled teacher interaction and personalized instruction tailored to each student, Mountain Heights Academy ranks 31st in Utah among all high schools on CRT test scores. Teachers work with their students individually to help them succeed. School is online, which allows your student the freedom to create their own weekly schedules to complete their schoolwork with and where they choose each week. And through events such as monthly service learning activities and school dances, students have opportunities for face-to-face social activities outside of school. This tuition-free online charter school provides students with the tools they need to succeed in today's world. Mountain Heights Academy is now accepting applications for grades 7 through 12 for the 2013-2014 school year lottery. For an academically rich experience, visit mountainheightsacademy.org.
Hi, I'm your blood pressure, and I have something to say. Take the stairs. You see, when I get higher, I put you at risk for heart disease and stroke. But if you take the stairs more often, you help keep me low, and by lowering your blood pressure, well, you lower your risk of heart disease and stroke. And it's not just taking the stairs that helps keep me in control. Go for a walk, go skiing, or do some gardening. And the best part? You can get your whole family involved in these activities, too. Whatever you do, just get moving. There are a lot of other things that can keep me in check, like a healthy diet, reducing sodium, quitting tobacco, losing weight, and taking your medicine. But if you really want to get to know me, talk to your doctor, ask questions, and learn how you can make simple changes to keep me and your heart happy and healthy.
Get to know your blood pressure. Visit hearthighway.org.
You're putting your future in your hands. You're choosing a career path that has growth potential and offers so many open doors. And you're going to start at LDS Business College. With the LDS Business College Paralegal Studies Program, you have a course tailored to your needs. So if you have family or work commitments, the program's evening courses work wonders. And their community learning opportunities provide job shadowing in law offices, internships, and conference attendance. Become a professional in case management and legal research. Learn how to prepare for hearings, trials, closings, corporate meetings, and other legal functions. It's all there, all waiting for you to choose a future that you control. Log on to ldsbc.edu/paralegal and click for information about becoming a paralegal. That's ldsbc.edu/paralegal. Put your future in your hands. Let LDS Business College show you how. Visit ldsbc.edu/paralegal now.
Remember the thick slices of hot, home-baked bread you enjoyed as a child? Or passing a basket of fresh-from-the-oven rolls around the family dinner table? Remember coming home from school and following the aroma of old-fashioned cinnamon rolls right into the kitchen? At Rhodes Bake & Serve, we understand you want to give your children and grandchildren the same homemade memories you enjoyed as a child. That's why Rhodes is still making bread and roll dough the old-fashioned way, with fresh yeast and only the finest ingredients. Our commitment to traditional, homemade quality is what made Rhodes America's favorite frozen bread dough. Look in your grocer's freezer today for Rhodes' delicious new multigrain rolls made with whole grains, sunflower seeds, and other wholesome ingredients. Then read Rhodes' no-fault guarantee on the back of the package. We really do guarantee your baking success. Thank you for making Rhodes a tradition in your home.
Dial now to get the help you need with your plants inside and out. Call KSL Talk. That's 575-8255 to get KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the KSL Greenhouse for the, we'll call it about 30 minutes left in this show, Ton, but we'll dive right back into the phone calls and check in with Alan in Kaysville. Alan, go ahead with your question. Oh, wait a minute. We did something wrong here. So let's go ahead and talk with Doug, and hopefully Alan will call back. Looks like I hit the two buttons in place of one there. Alan, or check that. Doug, go ahead with your question.
Doug, I've got a tree I'm going to take care of that is, I'm thinking it's a cyclamen tree. Starts with the letter C. I've been told that I can cut that right back down, kind of a knob on top of the trunk, and that it will resprout every year. Is that normal procedure to do that? Is that, you know which tree I'm talking about?
It is probably a catalpa tree, umbrella catalpa.
That's what it is.
It looks kind of like a Keebler elf tree.
It's got a great big giant leaf on it.
Yes, that's it. Yeah. And a common thing to do with those, that technique that you're using, is we generally don't recommend cutting trees back like that, but that particular process is called pollarding. And with that particular tree, it is common to do if you really want a bushy tree and you're trying to keep the size down a bit.
Can you? I mean, is it too late to do that this year?
Have they started to leaf out already?
No.
Then you should be fine to do it.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You are welcome.
All right. Thanks, Doug. Let's check in now with Gordon. Boy, we're going through these fairly quickly, Ton. We got Gordon in West Valley City. Go ahead. Welcome in.
Hi. I'm having a problem with Star of Bethlehem. It's kind of taken over portions of the yard, and it's gotten into the grass. My question was, if I could control that by continuing to hit it with a weed eater before it blooms, would that be a method of containing it?
It would slow it down, but not stop it, because not only does it spread by seeds, it also spreads by producing what are called little bulblets. And so you can keep it mowed and trimmed all you want, and it'll still at least slowly spread from where you had it because of that underground bulb production.
Okay. So would it be advisable to pick up the clippings?
No, it wouldn't, just because, well, when you do mow it, at least in my experience, and I've had a lot of it with this one, it gums up a lawnmower pretty good. Okay. And so the best thing to do, if you're willing to spray it out, and it's not really the best solution because of the expense of the product, but there's an herbicide out there called Surge that has sulfentrazone in it as one of the active ingredients. And if you can spray those Star of Bethlehem with Surge a couple of times over a period of a few years, you'll, in the lawn, at least knock them back quite a bit.
Okay, and where can you get that?
Some of the IFA-type stores, Steve Regan, even J&J Nursery up in Layton, I know Cal Ranch, is going to be a professional lawn care product. And I would recommend looking at a professional applicator, putting it down, but it is legal for you to buy. It may be between $70 and $90 for a gallon of it, but it will stretch. But you need to read those safety instructions, because it is not like mixing a homeowner version of lawn weed killer, because your safety equipment that you have to wear is much more extensive, especially when you're mixing, than just long sleeve shirt and pants and shoes. So if you want to do it, you can, but sometimes it's easier to let the professionals
take care of it. Okay.
Yeah.
I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Not a problem. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, Gordon. We've got time to squeeze Tracy into the mix here. Tracy calling from Ogden. Go ahead with your question.
Hi. I take a little bit of some explanation, so I apologize ahead of time for that. We just moved into the house about 2 years ago, and on about an eighth of an acre of our property, so a very small part, we have 7 fruit trees, 3 apricot, 2 peach, a cherry, and a pear. And we'd like to clear some of them out because, as you can imagine, that does produce a lot of crop. But we're not sure what we can and cannot do. It's my understanding that I need apricot trees to help cross-pollinate apricot trees. But I'm wondering if, since all of my trees are in the family of the apple tree, if they can cross-pollinate each other, then I can thin some of these trees out.
You cannot have one species cross-pollinate another. And the best way I can put this, and I do this in a very tongue-in-cheek way, is like trying to mix a cat and a dog because they're both carnivores.
Okay.
And even though they're not in the same exact family, but that's akin to what you're trying to do. And so the apricots may or may not need a pollinator, depending on the variety. About half of them do and half don't. And then Bartlett pear, if that's what you have, is generally at least semi-self-pollinating. Apples are generally not, but if you only have one apple, it's being cross-pollinated from another tree somewhere. So, and then the cherries are also sometimes self-pollinating and sometimes not.
Okay, and then what about the peach? I have two peach trees, and one of them is planted in a very poor spot. It never produces any fruit. But my other peach tree is in a great spot, and it produces beautiful fruit.
Most of the peaches are self-pollinating, except for one called J.H. Hale. And possibly some of the other, like Hell's Best or Hell's Haven. But J.H. Hell, if that particular peach is that, and I know that it's almost impossible without genetic testing to know for sure, but if it's relatively healthy and doesn't produce fruit, it's either most likely due from bad pruning, frost, or lack of pollination.
Okay, I think the problem with that one is it's on the side of my house and it just doesn't get sun.
Okay, that would seriously reduce the amount of fruit it would produce. And so I'm sorry I can't say go ahead and just cut down what you need to. You could try that, but it may be that you have to go in with another tree to cross-pollinate what you already have.
Okay, so then with the apricot, because I've got three of those, I might be okay to take one out, but taking two out might then make it so none of the last one won't produce.
Not knowing the varieties is going to be a gamble any way you look at it, but only taking one out increases the possibility of getting cross-pollination. But do you know if they're the Chinese apricot, the sweet pit apricot?
No, I don't know. The previous owners are the ones that planted them.
If they were Chinese, then they would be self-pollinating, but not knowing what they are, it's just going to be a gamble no matter what you do with those.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, Tracy. On the other side of news, traffic, and weather, we'll talk with Rhonda, Ashley, Melinda, and Tom as we prepare ourselves for the second session of the General Conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome to 1962 in a town called Granite Flats, where everyone is friendly and everything is normal. Almost.
There are things that need to stay secret.
You ever see anything like this?
Oh, sir, it's pretty space age.
She thought it was aliens.
Yes, she did.
Holy cow. G-Men.
Don't go getting paranoid on me, Johnny Sanders.
Watch Granite Flats, a new BYU TV original series, premiering tomorrow night at 4 and 6 on BYU TV. Listen. Can you hear it? This breath of spring is brought to you by Oakdale Egg Farms. Oakdale Egg Farms omega-3 brown eggs are produced locally in the beautiful Cache Valley. Each egg contains 350 milligrams of total omega-3 fatty acids and 125 milligrams of DHA, one of the most important of all the omega-3s. These eggs have 10 times the omega-3 and vitamin E than regular white eggs. They're delicious and a great source of protein. And you can feel good knowing the hens are fed a vegetarian diet with no hormones or antibiotics ever added. Think spring with Oakdale Egg Farm's omega-3 brown eggs. Available at Costco, Smith's, Harmon's, Winco's, Macy's, Fresh Market, Dick's, Lee's, Dan's, and Lynn's. And look for Oakdale's organic cage-free eggs. They're each a Utah Zone product.
1:32 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. I'm in Koyo Iyamba, KSL's top local story this hour. Police are looking for the driver of a red semi-truck in connection with a triple homicide near Malad, Idaho. That's just 10 miles outside of Snowville, Utah. Police say the incident happened Friday afternoon. Investigators identified the victims as Brent Christensen, Trent Christensen, and Yvette Carter. A toddler and infant were found unharmed in the home. KSL's top national story this hour from ABC News. Doctors have discharged former South African President Nelson Mandela from the hospital today. That's after being treated for pneumonia. Officials say Mandela had been undergoing treatment for about 10 days since coming in on a Wednesday. According to the government, he has had gradual improvement in his general health. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints announced sister missionaries will now play larger leadership roles in each of the church's missions worldwide. Sister training leaders will serve on mission leadership councils. Young Women General President Sister Elaine S. Dalton says that in the context of a worldwide church, women must serve in all locales to determine needs in different parts of the world. And thousands visit Washington, D.C. every year to watch the few days that the cherry blossoms come out in spectacular fashion. Jerry Conley is there from Florida taking pictures.
I kept changing the flights, changing the hotel, changing. I think I had 4 hotel reservations at one time.
Well, the late winter blasts of cold air have delayed the blooms, but they look like they could come out any day now. Coming up on KSL News Radio, we'll check your KSL weather forecast next. KSL News Time, 1:33.
Hey, let's chat about your checking account.
Not that interested.
I bet you would be if I told you that you could get paid every time you use your free checking account.
Get paid to spend my money? I think I've heard everything now.
You heard me right. Deseret First Credit Union wants to pay you to use your free checking account.
Come on, that can't be true.
It's true. With First Choice Checking, sign up and choose how Deseret First puts money back into your pocket. Choose to get cash back for each swipe of your debit card or earn as much as 2% APY back on your checking balance. Now that's getting you paid to use your checking account.
Getting paid to use my checking account? Now you have my attention. But what does it cost me?
That's the best part. It's free. Won't cost you a penny. Go to dfcu.com or a Deseret First branch today to start putting money back into your pocket. Make the right choice with First Choice Checking.
Okay, choosing it now.
Deseret First Credit Union, serving the LDS community since 1955.
Rates quoted as annual percentage yield, membership and eligibility required. OAC federally insured by NCUA. Terms and conditions apply. See dfcu.com for details.
Is your child's ACT score standing in the way of their dream school or that college scholarship you've been hoping for? It doesn't have to. Huntington, your tutoring solution, has been helping kids raise their ACT scores for over 35 years. Huntington's proven approach uses one-on-one individualized tutoring tailored to your child's specific needs, not general strategies. Huntington's results speak for themselves as the average student sees an increase in their ACT score of 5 to 7 points. Don't let 5 to 7 points stand in the way of that dream school or college scholarship. Plus, as a special Just for Conference, they'll offer you an academic assessment, including a full-length ACT exam, along with a complete ACT roadmap and 2 hours of one-on-one tutoring. Retail value of $335 for just $75. Just mention Conference Special. Don't wait. That dream school or scholarship is within your reach. Call 1-800-CAN-LEARN or visit HuntingtonDraper.com for details.
When it's mission time, where do you go for the clothing you need? There's really only one place, Mr. Mac, your two-pants suit headquarters for over 40 years. Right now at all 9 Mr. Mac stores, you'll find missionary packages that are pretty hard to beat. One Luca Rossi suit coat with 2 matching slacks, 1 pair of waterproof Rockport walking shoes, 4 wrinkle-free shirts, and 3 stain-resistant polyester ties, all for just $395. And they can fit you whether you're a size 34 or 56. With over 10,000 pantsuits in stock, it's not hard to get everything you need for your mission. As always, you'll get free expert alteration. And at Mr. Mac, they're trying to take care of sister missionaries, too. Come see the new selection of skirts and dresses and lightweight sweaters, with more items arriving weekly. When it's mission time, it's time for Mr. Mac, where nobody has more experience outfitting missionaries than Mr. Mac. Absolutely nobody.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Looks like there's an accident eastbound 7800 South at 3930 West. It looks like that's at least going to set you back 30 minutes in that area. If you see any other traffic incidents that we failed to report, give us a call, 801-575-6397. And today there could be a chance of showers, looking at 60 degrees for a high tonight, low at 42. Tomorrow, rain and 60 degrees for a high, a little bit colder and rainy on Monday, high at 50. And then it looks like we're warming to the 60s later in the week. Right now it's 56 degrees at 137. You get the top stories every 30 minutes, breaking news the second it happens. I'm Nkoyo Iyamba, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
The KSL Greenhouse. Become a master gardener, or at least make your neighbors jealous with KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the KSL Greenhouse on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. We talked with Tracy, so let's go to Wanda, who is calling in from, looks like Roy this afternoon, and say good afternoon, Rhonda, or Wanda. Hello, Wanda. Is Wanda there? We'll put Wanda on hold and have Kat check on Wanda. And we'll check in with Tom calling from Lehigh. Tom, go ahead with your question.
Hi. I have a question about getting rid of kochia in my yard. It's never been in cultivation before. Never had any grass or anything. So it's an open lot. And I've got the sprinkler system in, but there's just lots of kochia coming up. How do I get rid of that?
Kochia is susceptible to a number of herbicides, and it looks like just a common lawn weed killer would go a long way to knocking it out. The kochia can come back from seed, and so you may have some come back, but the plants that are there you can get rid of using a Weed Be Gone or Trimec-type product.
Okay, so in some areas, it just looks like a carpet. Just these little tiny seedlings are coming up. We had quite a few tumbleweeds last season. So is that the best way to take care of that, is just Trimec or...
Yeah, something along those lines. Now, this is going to go into lawn.
Yes, and we want to hydroseed it, so...
Yeah, so it would be a good time to start to spray that. Do not use a pre-emergent for a year after you hydroseed, so that the lawn can get established sufficiently. And so something like Barricade or Dimension you don't want to put down, but any lawn weed killer will be fine. If you wanted to spray sooner, Weed Free Zone or Speed Zone are formulated to act at a little bit lower temperatures, and so you could spray now if you wanted to with one of those products.
Okay, yeah, because we wanted to get the hydroseed in as soon as possible, so... probably would be a good idea to get rid of, make sure that the kochia is under control pretty good before we do the hydroseed.
It would.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Tom.
You are welcome. Good luck.
Bye. All right, thank you, Tom. Let's check in now with Melinda calling from Heber. Melinda, go ahead with your question.
Yeah, hi. My question is, we are trying to plant some trees that look like pinyon pines, and we were wondering for suggestions for that.
If you could find them, pinyon pines would be absolutely fine to use. They're cold hardy. Have you had a difficulty finding them, or what's your situation?
Yeah, we have difficulty finding them. We were told that they're really hard to transplant, too.
I've never seen that personally, and it may depend on the person's experience. At the garden center I used to work at, we carried pinions, and we had very few of them returned. And then sometimes you can find smaller pinion pine. As a substitute, something that will get about as big would be something along the lines of Bosnian pine.
Bosnian?
Yeah, Bosnian pine, or maybe some of the smaller tree mugo pines.
Okay, smaller tree mugos in Bosnia. Now, where could we get pinyon pines? Do you know?
Look at some of the bigger garden centers in the Salt Lake or Davis Weber County areas. Those would be the ones most likely to carry the pinyon. So J&J, Tri-City, Western Gardens, Wasatch Shadows, any of those types of places would be the most likely. If you can't find them, then you could turn to something along the lines of Bosnian pine or some of the larger mugos.
Okay, I have another question for you. We are trying to do everything kind of with natives in our yard, and I was told that the ephedra and worm and plant probably wouldn't grow up here because of the cold. Is that correct?
It should be fine. I see it in the Uinta Basin and down in the Price area, and I see it growing along the Wasatch Front. And so unless you're in an extremely cold area, you know, if you're in a climate similar to Logan or you know, the Huntsville area, that should be fine there.
Okay. So as long as it has good soil, it should be okay?
Yes.
Okay. Question. What would be a good native bush that is like has red color that we could use? I know burning bush, I think it's called that, is native to Utah, I was told.
Well, the only reason it'd be native is because it escaped. It's actually native to Asia.
Okay.
And we just use it because it's beautiful. Okay. And if you're trying to get a little bit closer to native, and are you just wanting the shrub red in the fall or all the time?
You know what? All the time would be great, if possible.
It's not absolutely native. It's native to the East Coast, but Diablo nine bark or summer wine nine bark would be very nice. They have a burgundy red leaf, and then they require just maybe some minimal pruning in the spring, but they're very good red leaf shrubs that would be very cold hardy.
Okay. I think you've answered all my questions. I appreciate your time.
Not a problem. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Melinda. Let's go to Syracuse now, and Kurt will take your question here before we take our next break as we're into the KSL greenhouse. Good afternoon, Kurt.
Good afternoon. My first question, I've got some rose trees that I was advised to mulch and build cages around, and with the temperature still dipping into the 30s, is it okay to remove that mulch around them? Will they survive now?
Get it off as soon as you can, because you want those to break dormancy naturally with the climate. And if you've had that mulch on there, there may be a chance that they are already trying to leaf out, and those leaves will need sunshine.
Okay. Now, my second question, I've got a pulot tree, and I've had some problem with the bark peeling off of it. It's peeling off in several places, and I've dormant oiled it this year. But is there anything else that I should be doing at this time to help take care of it, or what might cause that?
Is the bark peeling off primarily on the south and west sides of the tree?
It seems to be in those areas, yeah.
That would be winter injury due to the sun. What happens is the sun will heat up that dark-colored bark, and it will reach a temperature that will allow the sap to flow from the roots. And then because you have sap in there, it freezes at night. It expands as it freezes and bursts the cells, the tree cells, over time. And then the bark dies, and you expose bare wood of the tree. So the way around that is to either get a white gauze tree tape in the fall from any of the local garden centers or nurseries, or you can use water-based latex paint. Do not use oil, but use water-based latex paint diluted 50% with water, and then paint the trunk into the lower limbs on all sides.
Okay. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
All right, looks like we can squeeze Ashley into this mix before we head into our next break. Ashley, go ahead with your question.
Hi. I'm not really a gardener, and I never have been, but I want to start a garden when we move into our new apartment. But all I have is a deck, and so I was thinking of doing a box garden, but I don't know if there's certain plants that can do those and certain plants that can't. That's basically my question.
You need to make sure that you get a container that has drainage holes so the water can escape from the bottom. Use potting soil and not just somebody's dirt. And then the crops you would grow are crops that are appropriate for the size of the container. And so you could do maybe some smaller tomatoes like the patio variety. You could try carrots, if you have a little bit of cooler area, some of the salad greens. Even if you wanted to do Swiss chard, there's a lot of things you can do as long as they'll fit in that box.
Okay. And then what's like the depth that I should do? Boxing.
Minimally 6 inches deep, preferably closer to 12 inches
okay.
deep and wide, depending on what you're doing.
Okay. Well, sweet. Thank you.
Good luck.
You have a good day.
All right. Thank you, Ashley. Let's take our break here, Ton. So when we come back, we've got a little bit more time on the other side to answer some questions before we head into the second session of our General Conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. On the other side, we'll be talking with Wanda and Guy. It looks like we'll have time for a couple of more if you want to try to dial in at 575-8255. That's KSL Talk, 470-5751 or 670-5751. Back with more of the KSL Greenhouse coming up on KSL News Radio.
Excuse me?
May I help you?
Yeah, I think there may have been a mistake. See, I came to this pharmacy, and instead of pills, you gave me this bag, which contains a live badger?
Oh, I see. Well, just follow the badger instructions, and you'll be fine.
What?
Don't pet the badger more often than directed.
Why would I pet the badger more often than directed?
Well, exactly. Next!
No, look, I've got kids at home.
Oh, well, keep them away from the badger. It's dangerous.
Yeah, I know that.
Oh, good. And don't keep the badger around any longer than you need to.
But I don't need a badger.
Well, then I'm confused.
I have a prescription for pain pills.
Oh, I can't believe I did that again. You see, the instructions for prescription pain medications are exactly the same as for badgers. Don't use them more often than recommended. Keep them stored safely away from your kids and get rid of them when you no longer need them. They're dangerous.
Well, sounds like an easy mistake to make.
Well, tell me about it. For more information, visit useonlyasdirected.org. Ooh, he is a snappy little thing, isn't he?
Hello, family. Thanks to me.
Dad, what's with the hero voice?
And to Emergency Essentials Gourmet Year Supply Sale. Now, no matter what happens, our entire family will be able to feast like kings every day for a year.
Is that my cape? That's awesome, Mr. Hero Man, but we don't have that kind of money.
Never fear, my dear. Using our tax refund and because of the awesome Gourmet Year Supply Sale at Emergency Essentials, we saved thousands.
Thousands? Really?
Whoa!
So for what I would have spent elsewhere, we can buy emergency kits.
Yeah!
Store emergency water.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah!
Buy capes and spandex for everyone.
Yeah!
You just lost me.
During April only, Emergency Essentials is deeply discounting their Gourmet Year supplies, their top-of-the-line turnkey solution to a year's worth of food, packed with a wide variety of great-tasting freeze-dried meals. Save up to $2,000 each. Why pay more for less? Find Emergency Essentials online at beprepared.com/Utah or visit our stores in Murray, South Jordan, Bountiful, and Orem. Be the hero. Beprepared.com.
Donate your car to Kidney Cars, Utah's original and number one choice for car donation. But don't be misled. Give your car to the charity that only uses your car donation in Utah, not an organization with no Utah presence. Call 1-800-TOW-CARS. That's 1-800-TOW-CARS or visit towcars.org.
Cars that save lives.
Kidney Cars donations benefit over 3,000 dialysis and transplant patients, fund local medical research, prevention screenings, and organ donation. Kidney Cars donations are tax deductible and towing is always free. More people die of kidney disease than breast cancer or prostate cancer. So please, make your car a Kidney Car, a car that saves lives.
Make your car a Kidney Car, cars that save lives.
Call 1-800-TOW-CARS or visit towcars.org. And remember, that's tow cars with a K, like kidney.
Are you ready for huge savings on food storage? Honeyville Farms, located in Salt Lake City and Brigham City, is having their semi-annual sale. Now through April 13th, save 15 to 20% off bulk grains like wheat, oats, and rye. Now is the time to stock up. Honeyville Farms has been your local grain expert since 1951. They clean, polish, and crack their own grains, so the quality is high and the cost is low. Hurry in today and take advantage of reduced prices on food storage buckets, Gamma lids, 55-gallon water barrels, and more. If you don't have a trailer, you might want to rent one because these prices are too low to pass up. Honeyville Farms is your local source for bulk grain, flour, and freeze-dried food storage. Visit them at 389 West, 1830 South in Salt Lake City, or 1080 North Main Street in Brigham City by April 13th. With classes and giveaways, this semi-annual sale is one you will not want to miss. HoneyvilleFarms.com.
People talk about college like you're in some kind of bubble. Like there's college, and then there's the real world. But hey, this is UVU, where it's all about engaged learning. You're not just reading about it or watching someone else do it. You're learning by doing. If you left school a few credits short of your degree, now is a great time to come back. Enroll now to start your engaged learning experience at Utah Valley University. Learn more at uvu.edu/engage.
People talk about college like you're in some kind of bubble, like there's college and then there's real life. But hey, this is UVU. You're not just reading about it or watching someone else do it. This is engaged learning. At the certificate, associate, bachelor's, or master's level, it doesn't get any more real life than this. Enroll today to start your engaged learning experience at Utah Valley University. Learn more at uvu.edu/engage.
All right, let's see if I can do this the way Tim does it. We need to add up our time and say we have about 4.5 minutes, 4.5 minutes to finish up the program for this session. So let's jump right back into the phone calls. We'll talk with Wanda calling from Roy. Wanda, welcome into the KSL Greenhouse. Hello, Wanda. I know I'm punching the right buttons because it's right here. We'll put Wanda back on hold, and we'll try that again. Kat, can you check on Wanda? In the meantime, we've got Guy in American Fork. Guy, go ahead with your question.
Hi, yeah, thank you. I have two evergreens. One is an Alberta spruce, and I don't know the other kind. They're about 2 years old that I planted, but this year it looks like that the needles have turned kind of a coppery reddish brown, and I don't know if they've been infested by some insect or, but it's happening on both trees.
There are a couple of things that could be going on with the conifers that you have. The Alberta spruce, is it just one side that defoliated or went brown like that, or the entire tree?
Mostly just on kind of one side right now.
Is it the side against the building that it's planted by?
No, actually, it's on the opposite side.
I've seen a lot of conifer damage this year, and I say conifers, and that includes the spruces and pines, and I'm just trying to be general here, not knowing what the other one is, due to weather conditions. In my office, we do a lot of diagnostics for plants and things, and we've had a lot of them come in that it's just been simple winter injury, to where they were exposed to too much wind when there wasn't snow on the ground and the ground was dry, or some other things. And one other question for you, are both of these trees near a road or anywhere that salty snow could be flipped on them?
One of them is, yes. The other one is more close to the house, but one of them absolutely is.
If it's brown on the side where salty snow would get pushed up against it, that's most likely what's happened with it. And the one near the house is a little bit more of a mystery, but and it's too late now, but if you had one side defoliate, not the other, that would be something environmental, and it may be that the soil was drier in that location, or it was exposed to temperatures too cold too soon, or something along those lines that would cause that.
So is it salvageable? Will it come back, or is it gone?
It may be salvageable. What you need to do is check the trees and look for new buds. And if you see new bud swell, or wait a couple of weeks, yeah, because it's still a bit early, but if you start to see new bud swell, then there's a good chance that the trees will recover. But if there's no bud swell, the bark where the needles were is brown underneath. If you scratch it with your fingernail is also brown and it's brittle, then it most likely will not grow back in those spots.
Okay. So there's no spray, so it may not be like a spider mite or anything like that.
If it's the entire side of a tree, that's generally not the pattern that spider mites follow. You will see little holes here and there that are dead, and then it'll spread throughout the tree. But with a living organism causing problems, whether it's a disease or an arthropod like the spider mites, you will see patches first that spread out.
Okay. Well, let's keep our fingers crossed, I guess.
Good luck. And if you wanted to bring some pictures into the Utah County Extension office, our diagnosticians, or if I'm around, we'd be happy to look.
All right. And where is that located at?
In the county administration building off University and Center Street.
Okay, perfect. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Thanks, Guy. Let's check in quickly with David in Pleasant Grove. David, go ahead with your question.
I've got about 18 quaken aspens around my yard that I needed to remove because of the shallow roots. I went around each one with a hatchet and cut into the bark, and then put in full strength Roundup. Did this about 2.5 weeks ago. Each tree I cut into about 15 times. I don't know what to expect, how to know when the tree is showing signs of dying.
Aspens should be leafing out relatively soon down here in the valleys, and I've seen buds pushing on them. And so if they're not pushing buds, then it's very likely that you killed them. If you wanted to give it just another 2 or 3 weeks to make sure no leaves came out, if they did, the leaves died, just to be sure you killed them before you start cutting, you could do that. But with that much Roundup and that many cuts, I'm pretty confident that you got them.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right, let's see if we can quickly take care of Daryl. Daryl, very quickly, go ahead with your question.
Yeah, I've got excess worms in my front yard, and they're tearing up my lawn. What can I do about it?
30 seconds.
What you need to do is look and see what your watering is like. If you're in heavy clay soil, the worms will be more common. Managing water will help. A lawn roller can help temporarily, or just checking your thatch and making sure you don't have excessive thatch. So good luck with that, and sorry we're out of time.
Okay, thank you.
All right, we'll catch up with the second session of the General Conference coming up next on KSL News Radio.
Spring to Lowe's for loads of family fun.
I've got spring fever so bad I can't stand it.
Me too. Let's get out of here.
Somewhere with tons to do.
Logan.
Logan, it's perfect for spring break.
In Logan, you'll find Baby Animal Days, April 4th through the 6th at the American West Heritage Center, with pony rides and train rides, food and games, all kinds of activities, and you can even see baby bears. In Logan, hotel and dinner for two starts at only $69.99.
I've already made plans for Logan this summer.
Awesome! Fishing, hiking in a national forest 5 minutes from downtown?
Plan on Utah Festival's summer performances, including Fiddler on the Roof, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, Otello, and the Flying Dutchman. And tickets just went on sale.
Aren't you forgetting all the concerts, backstage tours, and classes?
No.
129 events in 32 days. Spring to Logan for family fun. Log on to visitloganutah.com. That's visitloganutah.com.
Every man was once a boy who works and plays, who endures and enjoys, who sacrifices and serves until that ordinary boy becomes an extraordinary man. The first in a two-volume biography, An Uncommon Life, shares the inspiring story of Elder L. Tom Perry, from his military service to his professional career to his personal home life. Learn about the man who allowed the Lord to lead him by the hand and carefully prepare him for an uncommon life. An Uncommon Life, available now at Deseret Book.
Relive the joy of primary with the Mormon Tabernacle Choir's new album, Teach Me to Walk in the Light, featuring moving arrangements of your favorite primary songs, including Call to Serve, Love One Another, I Am a Child of God, and many more. This music will bring out the sunbeam in all of us. Available at Deseret Book and iTunes.
Welcome to 1962, in a town called Granite Flats, where everyone is friendly and everything is normal. Almost.
There are things that need to stay secret.
You ever see anything like this?
Oh, sir, it's pretty space age.
She thought it was aliens.
Yes, she did.
Holy cow. G-Man.
Don't go getting paranoid on me, Johnny Sanders.
Watch Granite Flats, a new BYU TV original series, premiering tomorrow night at 4 and 6 on BYU TV.
You're listening.